The food crisis draws the attention of G8 leaders. A ministry team is stymied in outreach to Zimbabwe, and a Christian adoption ministry shares a call to action. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians in Pakistan need your help as violence has hit the Islamic nation. A suicide bomber attacked policemen at the Red Mosque in Islamabad Sunday, killing 18 people. The attack targeted Pakistan's government, which is trying to stabilize the country and control Islamic extremism, says Todd Nettleton, a voice of the martyrs.
What this explosion shows is the continued influence and the continued power of radical Muslim groups within Pakistan.
Nettleton urges prayer for Pakistani believers who are witnessing boldly for the gospel, even though Muslim radicals often target them.
That they will have boldness to witness for Christ and to really live an example for the people around them who are watching them, maybe identify it as a Western religion, but to really see Christians live for Christ can really have an impact in that country.
Next, African aid topped the Group of Eight meeting in Japan yesterday. Rich nations are falling behind in their pledge to increase aid to poor nations by $50 billion and doubling aid to Africa by 2010. According to Food for the Hungry's Matt Panos, now is the time for the discussion.
In Nairobi, they've seen food prices over the last 6 months go up about 30 to 40%. But if you go outside to northern Kenya, they're seeing food prices at 300%. And now you're talking about people who are really just struggling to survive and get any food they can.
Panos says they're forced to pull money from other programs to help pay for food. Panos says your financial support does more than just feed a child.
We're trying to help the local church fulfill its role in the community. We're there to share the gospel. We're in the hardest places in the world to get to. Many of these places haven't been reached, or if they've been reached, the church is a fledgling church and we're there to help and support it.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Aid agencies are asking Zimbabwe's government to allow them to resume humanitarian work. Operation Mobilization Zimbabwe had to close a daycare center as well as the mobile clinic. Food aid stopped with millions of people dependent on the help. While OM is still able to preach the gospel and pray, they may not help any needy person or meet in groups larger than 15. The OM team just started a 21-day Daniel fast. Join the team in prayer as they ask God to intervene. Meanwhile, special needs children can wait a long time for a forever family. Bethany Christian Services' Janie Van Dyke knows many people get scared off by special needs. However, she says they're looking for families who are open to this kind of ministry.
Bethany gets just as many children with special placement needs as they do normal healthy. In fact, they get more than even the normal healthy children. And so it's hard to find families to consider these.
Van Dyke says they want to place children with Christian families so there's a personal introduction to the love of Christ. Especially challenging are the children that they're working with in Ethiopia and Haiti.
We just started taking in HIV-positive children, and we're looking for families who might be interested in that. Because as families are educated and awareness is shared with them, they know that children now with HIV can live a long, healthy life.
Bethany also believes prayer is an essential part of their ministry to children. Go to our website for details. And the World Evangelical Alliance is giving global partnership status to Wycliffe International. This is given to international organizations that specialize in a field that contributes to the WEA's mission. Since Wycliffe specializes in translation, it'll strengthen the alliance's efforts in promoting biblical transformation. Currently, 2,200 languages are still without scripture. Wycliffe's Vision 2025 wants translation started in all of them by 2025. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Message for the Mission, a devotion journal from Buckner International, is yours free for the asking. It's a devotional that'll inspire, educate, and bring missions experiences to life. When you request your copy, you'll be entered to win a free mission trip with Buckner in 2009. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.